call the Reedley Planning Commission meeting of November the 6th to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. We have a neat ceremony coming up here, and Ellen, who will be administering the oath tonight?
Sylvia Plata will be.
Sylvia Plata. I can't think of anybody better to. Sylvia, would you like to step forward and do your duty?
As city clerk for the city of Reedley, I am administering the oath of office to Don Marcellus, who is our incoming planning commissioner. Would you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I,
Don Marcellus,
do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will bear true faith to the allegiance of the Constitution and to the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good.
You'll sign it later.
Okay.
Ms. Marcellus, would you mind coming on up here and taking a seat? Let me put you on the spot for a second, Don.
Okay.
Tell us about your longevity here in Reedley, your life here in Reedley.
My husband and I have lived here 20 years. We moved to Reedley because we bought a business in this community. My husband and I own Valentino's Italian Restaurant. We've raised two children in this community and share that with a lot of people because we feel it's a great place to raise kids. Our son's 27, our daughter's 22.
Very good. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm honored to be here.
So now we can take roll call, Ellen, with a full commission.
Commissioner Marcellus.
Here.
Commissioner Custodio.
Here.
Commissioner Gutierrez.
Here.
Commissioner Perez.
Here.
Chairman Hudson.
Here. This is the opportunity now for public comment. If there's anybody that would like to come to the podium and speak on an issue other than that's already on the agenda. If it's on the agenda already, you'll have your opportunity when that item comes up. But if you have something you'd like to speak to that's not on the agenda, let me know right now. Is there anybody that wants to speak? Okay. So we'll move on to the consent agenda. Item number 3, minutes of the regular meeting of October the 16th. Have you had the opportunity to review the agenda, or the minutes, I'm sorry, from?
Yeah, I had just one comment. There's a couple instances where my name's mentioned. It's C. Gutierrez, it should be G.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the C stands for commissioner.
Oh.
So it'll be the same for everybody.
Oh, it's commissioner. Oh, I thought it was the first initial.
We've changed your first name.
That's what I thought. Great, thank you.
Okay, any other comments about the minutes from October the 16th?
I move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Perez seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody oppose? Okay, thank you. Let's move on to public hearing. Consideration of conditional use permit application number 2014-04, and there's two parts to that. And Ellen, will you be presenting tonight on behalf of the staff?
Yes, I will, but give me just a few minutes to
You've got it.
Good evening, Chairman, members of the Planning Commission. Ellen Moore, Assistant Planner with the Community Development Department. The item before you tonight is the consideration of CUP application number 2014-04, submitted by West Isaac Construction, and pertains to the construction of a medical office building in downtown Reedley. And to be a little bit more specific, the project is located at 925 G Street, which is not very far from where we are right now. It's between 9th and 10th Street. And this aerial image is a little outdated because this is it has a metal building there, which has since been demolished. And there used to be a car sales lot on this property, but it has been it hasn't been utilized for quite some time. So the conditional use permit application pertains to the construction of 10,000 square feet of office space. And according to the applicant's operational statement, the building is proposed to be divided into two spaces, one of which is going to be 1,500 square feet of professional office space, which will be the future home of West Isaac Construction Company, and the remaining 8,500 square feet will be devoted to medical office space. So it'll be one medical group, community medical providers, who is in town in Reedley at this moment. There's also proposed to be 10 off-street parking spaces that are accessible from the alley, and there is proposed to remove the existing driveway approach onto G Street, which will add two additional parking spaces on the street. So this is the site plan that's submitted. As you can see, the building will be built up against the property line, which is similar to all of the buildings on G Street. And the parking is accessible from the alley, and there will also be entrances so you can access the building from the parking in the with access from the alley. These were the elevations that were submitted, just to give you an idea of what the building would look like if constructed. These are what is submitted, but staff did have a couple of comments on the elevations that are called out in the conditions of approval, which are attached to the resolution in your staff report. In order to be consistent with general plan land use policy 2.7.24, there's a condition to add some more brick onto the columns here to just bring it up just so that it's compatible with the surrounding brick buildings in G Street and that are right next door. In addition to that, the rear elevation is here to see that there will be access from the alley into the building, and there will be landscaping required to fulfill the same general plan condition, which states there will be no blank walls. So those are specifically called out in the conditions, and then just so you wouldn't be distracted by my red pen writing on here, these are the elevations that were submitted. So this project, the uses of office use and medical office use are consistent with the Reedley Municipal Code, and the uses are consistent with the objectives of the planned land use designation, which is central downtown commercial. So that does, the purpose is to provide a mixture of uses, office spaces, restaurants, dining, et cetera, et cetera, so that the uses are consistent. But one thing I also wanted to point out was that this property is in the downtown parking and business improvement area. that was established by our city council and is in our Reedley Municipal Code. So, and this is a map showing where the subject property is. So it is in that area, and pursuant to the code, this property is exempt from parking requirements because of it's in this district, and the built environment is so built out that and the parcels are small, and there is available parking, public parking on G Street and in public parking lots. So that kind of offsets the exemption. So staff could not require any parking spaces, but because it is in this area, in other areas we would, but for this area, it's parking exempt, but the applicant still provided 10 spaces. 9 are standard parking spaces, and 1 is an accessible, handicap accessible parking space. So that was provided. Moving on to CEQA. We did an environmental assessment. It's 2014-20, I apologize, not 18. But this environmental assessment classifies the project exempt under CEQA through section 15303 and 15332, which is infill development. In order for a project to be exempt under infill development, it has to be surrounded by urban uses on a property less than 5 acres. There won't be significant effects related to traffic, noise, air quality, biological resources, and the site can be adequately served by existing public utilities. So those are the two classes that determine that this project is exempt from CEQA. So that was a brief overview of the staff report in your agenda this evening. The attached resolution number 2014-13 and the attached conditions of approval, if approved tonight, will be mandatory if there are no appeals during the 10-day appeal period. So staff's recommendation to you this evening is to approve environmental assessment number 2014-20 and to approve CUP application number 2014-04, which authorizes the construction of this building. That concludes staff's report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Moore. Questions, comments from the commission?
Would letters be sent to the businesses surrounding just to help them understand the addition to downtown?
Correct. Thank you for pointing that out. According to our municipal code, we do require notice to be sent to the surrounding property owners, so within 300 feet there's notice that's sent to property owners to let them know of this public hearing, where the item is discussed, and where they can provide public comment for the project.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ellen, could you elaborate a little bit more for my benefit on what you say there's an exemption because it's under the downtown parking and business improvement area? Mm-hmm. Regulation. What does that allow that is outside of the other regulations? What does that allow?
For that area, anywhere else in the city of Reedley, there are parking requirements set forth. We have a chapter on parking that it usually identifies the parking ratio. So for every so much square feet of new development, there are required parking spaces. And so in other areas, there would be those parking requirements, and usually it is easier to do that if it's a new large parcel where there is a lot mm-hmm. of land available for parking. When this parking area or business improvement area was established, they did, I can't really speak for them, but it considers the fact that the downtown is built out. There are very few parcels that haven't been developed yet. And since it's already built out and there are small lots there, that does kind of pose a constraint in terms of parking. And so to kind of add on to that, there also is parking available downtown that isn't otherwise available in other areas. For example, the street parking on G Street and the public parking lots in downtown that are, there's one of them that is adjacent to the Rails to Trails, which is about a block away from this building, and then there's also a public parking space right next to, or it's on F Street near F and 10th Street. So there are some other available parking spaces. So, and those are part of, that would help serve the buildings that are in this area.
Okay. Thank you.
Might I add just a little bit more, just to round out, Alan was exactly correct in what she conveyed to you. What may also be important for you to know is that the code section in which this exemption, if you will, or downtown improvement, was actually approved by the council in 1986. So it's been around a very long time. It was actually in 1997 is when their section of the codes that actually, if you will, morphed into what is the downtown kind of like a PBID group in which, you know, there's three or four members that sit on that. There's assessments that are paid in. And so I just thought I'd round that out. So it's nothing that's new that's come up. It's been around a long time, and it's well established.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. The back sidewalk, back of the building, mm-hmm. I couldn't find, and maybe I missed it, is there an accessible ramp to that sidewalk?
Yes, there is. If you see on the right, I know this is kind of small, but where the handicap accessible parking is, yes. So there is the required loading zone that's directly to the right, and the sidewalk extends all the way to serve that ramp.
At that level then, that elevation, same elevation then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the way you wrote it up there under project description, there's 1,500 square feet for office space and 8,500 for medical office space. So I'm assuming those are the walls are common, but it's two separate entities.
Correct, yeah. So essentially there will be two businesses there, or two tenants there.
Mm-hmm. You don't walk in and then go to the two separate areas. It's two separate walk-in areas.
Correct, yeah, and you do see on the elevations there are three entrances there as well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the entrances from the back, they, two of them, what are they all for, each of those three entrances from the back? What are they? One would be to the 1,500 square feet, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two, are they anything specific or just into the office space for the office or for the medical?
Yeah, it would be into the office space for the medical, correct. Okay.
Okay, any other comments, questions from the Planning Commission? Okay. Then I'll open it up to the audience for anyone that would like to come to the podium and ask questions of the staff or make comments to us. Please state your name.
You might want to let the applicant speak and then...
Mm-hmm. Who's representing the applicant tonight?
Wes?
I'm the only guy, huh?
Do you have anything to say?
Would you like to speak, Mr. Isaac?
I think Ellen did a good job.
You could come up here.
But for the sake of information, the city of Reedley lacks medical office buildings very badly. And there's a real push to, one, attract doctors, and what really caused this whole project to go was Dr. Nakamura and Dr. Sorensen primarily, and their partner, Dr. Shaheen, but I know the two older guys, they needed a new home. And I went to work to keep them in Reedley rather than, they were headed to Selma. So they like this, they like the location, and they only wanted to take this little bit. When I talked to Kevin, Kevin says you can build a 10,000 square foot building here. And so to the doctors, I said, you can take this. And the more they looked at it and the more they studied it, they then wanted it all. And I said, no. I want a little piece for myself. The construction office is going to move, you know, down the road. We're not leaving town. We're just going to, we hope to rent our existing facility to the city of Reedley. So brace yourself for that. So anyhow, we're going to take a little piece of it. So the main emphasis is keep the doctors in town. That has worked. And I can also tell you that they will own the facility. It's the first building I've ever sold in my life. So this is a big thing for me. So the rock work is going to be brick work, and it will go up the columns rather than what is shown. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have. I want to be a good neighbor to all the surrounding people. Every now and then I hear questions about what about parking. Well, to that I can say I dream of the day when the city of Reedley has no parking available at all. I go up and down this road all the time. There's lots of parking available in all kind of directions. And it does behoove us landowners and employees to park in the back of the facilities that they work. That's a big problem for Reedley. It really is. I can't control that. All I can do is recommend it. The only thing we might change on the back end of this building is go for two handicap parking stalls instead of one. We have to do one, but we may be able to do two. So if you have any questions, it's going to be a good looking building. I can tell you that. Be proud of it.
One quick thought. Is there any lighting back in the back of the building that'll be on after the closing?
Yeah, now, see, I don't care for, right now we show wall packs on the back. Here's why I don't like wall packs. Wall packs shine away from the building and attract a lot of spiders and stuff. The old original wall that extends beyond the Kelly Glass goes all the way to the alley. It's a solid wall that we plan to paint and keep, and we envision putting lights there, big lights, tall lights that shine to the building rather than shining away from the building. But yes, it will be well lit, and we will satisfy the city in some kind of landscape design. Haven't got that figured out yet, but we will adhere to all the requirements that staff is asking us to do. They haven't told me the permit cost yet, so I'm grumbled about that. But other than that, we will be happy.
Comments, questions? Thank you, Mr. Isaac.
Thanks for your consideration.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak to this issue? Okay. Planning Commission, do you have any further thoughts? Okay. We have before us then a recommendation from the staff to approve resolution number 2014-13, a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission approving conditional use permit application number 2014-04 and related environmental assessment number 2014-20. I would entertain someone to propose that we approve this.
I would motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, Mr. Perez is a motion to second. Let's do a roll call on this one, Ellen.
Commissioner Barcellas.
Approve.
Oh, thank you. Commissioner Custodio.
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Chairman Hudson.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for your input.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best to you. Okay. Next on the agenda, we have about a 3-hour report from Mr. Fabino.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'll cut it short and make it an hour.
Oh, they all look at you empty the place.
Okay, so now I can tell you. So I'll try to be really quick, and we're even going to change it up a little bit this evening. The first thing that I can tell you is the bridge is going along very well. If you notice the big cranes in the river, they are actually beginning to dig the holes in which the new, basically, abutments will be constructed on, and the project is on time. And you see granite working all the time because they're trying to get all the road work done in plenty of time to make sure that it marries up with the rest of the bridge. So that's going along very well. Just a couple notes. We have received an application for a 40-acre development. It is on the south side of Dinuba, and it is between the sports park and basically the Button Willow storage place. We've received it. Quite frankly, we rejected it. It needed some improvement. We're getting very close to accepting it for processing. That, I think, if all things can work out, will probably come to you the first of January. It is a rather large project, so as we move forward, just so everybody knows, over the next couple weeks, I'll probably be asking to sit down, walk you through kind of what's envisioned, what's entailed, what's the process, where are we going, how's it all being put together. Generally speaking, it's about 100,000 square feet of commercial. It's about 300 residential dwelling units in all kinds of different arrangements, from kind of townhouse structures to single family, kind of four packs, to market rate apartments, to senior living, to office space, to second floor office. So it'll be kind of a really neat, potentially neat project that's moving along very well. Just to let you know, if you haven't noticed, and you may not, but Hamilton Storage is getting ready to erect another cold storage, so we're pretty happy about that. Anytime we see somebody expanding, that means they're staying for a long time, and so that's a really good thing. Right behind Baskin Robbins, you probably notice they used to be the old Hollywood, is it Hollywood Video? Mm-hmm. So you got Baskin Robbins, and then you've got, it's Papa John's has submitted an application. They'll be going in and filling. We're pretty excited about it, but also very nervous about it, because quite frankly, that will pretty much fill up that space, and there's nowhere else to go. And so I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know where people or new businesses are going to go, but we'll kind of figure that one out as we go along.
When is that happening? Is that quickly or?
It'll be quickly. So they got their application in beginning of the week. I would think it's just standard TI, so probably 2 to 3 weeks they'll be out under construction. You know, this is always a really busy time because everybody wants to get all their TIs in, and they want to get up and running by, you know, the 1st of December so they can hit all the parties and so on and so forth. Just to let everybody know, the Granger Building, and that's the property, it's right back here. It does have the building on it, but that vacant piece, which would be to the west of it, that goes all the way to Walters Athletics, that's all the Granger Building property. That actually closed escrow today and is now property of the King's King's Canyon Unified School District. We are moving ahead with the development of the Triangle and the Ponding Basins that everybody's well aware of. Just to let you know, in order for us to move ahead, several years ago, the Planning Commission saw applications and the City Council approved all the applications related to the need for general plan amendments, rezone application, and what is referred to as pre-zoning for annexation of that property. So at the end of the month, the city is going to be asking the City Council to reaffirm those previous actions. and then direct, or basically direct or allow staff to submit a new application for the pining basins and let us move forward. So again, because it's already things that happened in the past, you know, basically in 2004 and 5, but they're still legally valid, we're just going to ask for them to move forward. So we didn't usurp you in any way. We're just trying to get that one done as quick as possible. I am really pleased and honored to gloat about my staff, as you well know, and what a fine job they do. Doug, here's a copy for you. You've already, I know Jody's already seen this. But basically what's happened is through the travels of both Ellen and myself, we've been to several cities in which they actually do artwork on public utility boxes. And so Ellen, my only hand in this was I happened to be walking down the street. I saw a merchant that I know on G Street. Her daughter happens to be an artist. And I said, hey, we got this great idea. What do you think? So it is purely by happenstance that we got this artist, but she is absolutely phenomenal. And so what we asked her to do, and really Ellen is the one that's led the charge. I just get to tell you about what happened. Ellen actually worked with this artist, got her to prepare some renderings for our review. We were really, really impressed with them. And basically what we did was we then went, you know, actually I keep saying we, but it was really Ellen.
We know that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
So we ended up going to City Council with the idea of operating a pilot project. And I didn't give you a lot of detail, but basically what it is there's about 3 locations in the city. We've got the artist to give us renderings. The council approved them. We're going to get the artist out on site, and she's going to paint these boxes for us. It's a pilot project. We wanted to see, you know, what is the community response going to be? Is it something they like, don't like? Is it going to be something that gets graffitied all the time? We think, and from all of our research, quite frankly, they'll get less graffiti. Artwork is apparently something that is really, you don't
taboo to touch someone else's
art.
Yeah,
you don't do that. So we are really excited about this. The long-term vision, if this is successful, is actually to open it up for like a call. Actually, the next step would be to fully develop the project. But the idea would be that there would be a call for artists, and anybody in the community could do this. They could identify a box. They could give us a proposal. The proposal would be evaluated. Those are all the things that we'd work out, you know, in terms of the process and all the thing, bureaucratic things that we like to do as government. And then they would be recommended for selection to the City Council, generally is what we think. So I'm really, really excited. I think this would be a really great thing for the community. The idea of community involvement, I mean, you could be 2 years old and you do a great rendering and you could get selected. You just never know. Two may be a little young, but you get the general idea. So we're really excited. This was presented to council and approved by council. We hope something would have been in the paper because we think it's really something great and different for Reedley, but hopefully it'll be in next week's edition. That being said,
you got your picture in with Ellen this week. What do you want?
Actually, truth of the matter is that's more important.
I agree. That's more important than this picture.
You know, my picture, that doesn't mean any. My picture was there because what we actually did, I'm glad you brought. See, now you know why the reports get so long. Thanks. Thanks, Ron.
Nice segue.
Very nice segue. So for those who may or may not know, Jesus Vargas of Vargas Construction. He's a gentleman that absolutely is under the radar. Nobody knows Jesus, and he does kind of one project at a time, and he takes his time, and we love him because he will come in and he'll say, here's my ideas, what do you think? And one project he was working on, I said, you better go talk to the neighbor. He goes talk to the neighbor, got it all squared away. He comes back, he brought another project in with today, and he talked to Alan, and he's like, are you okay with the elevations? And you sure it's all good? And, you know, just a real pleasant gentleman to work with, but very concerned about making sure he does great work in Reedley. His really claim to fame, I think, kind of is in two projects that he took on recently. One happens to be on Frankwood down at, I want to say Olson, but I think it's a little further south. It's where that duplex, it's where the two single family homes sit. I mean, I wish Comcast had not put their dish up on front because it really makes their house look hideous, but
yeah,
you know, but he did a really good job constructing those two. But I think the one that really swayed staff into trying to recognize him as somebody who does great work in Reedley, as you may remember on Reed Avenue, the house that was that cinder block. I was told that in, yeah, over by the college.
On Kilpatrick, right.
Kilpatrick, yeah. Exactly. I was told that was actually a small engine shop at one time. I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, that was just a really dilapidated, nasty looking. And I'll tell you, he has done a great job. The interior, it's like three bedrooms, granite tops. I mean, the bathroom is like fantastic. The kitchen is, you know, well done. It's got big family room area, hallways that lead back to two or three bedrooms. Just really, really taking a not so great piece of property and structure and turning it around. We just felt it was really important for us as staff and to really get people like that out and, you know, kind of visible in the community so that, you know, guys like that could be recognized. And we thank very much the paper for getting his name in, not my picture, Alan. But any other segues, Ron?
I'm thinking.
Okay. Ask you something about the bridge?
Sure.
In the final rendering, I don't remember or recall, is there going to be lights?
Yes. Yeah. So basically what there's going to be is two travel lanes, a divider and a bike lane, a divider and a walkway.
I see.
And then there will be lights. Mm-hmm. And if you can't really tell now because those white things are called K-rails, because the K-rails are up for protection. But on the other side of the K-rail, there was a period of time when they just got us diverted. You could see the rails going up. And so they look pretty nice.
Yeah, the silver rails.
Yeah, the silver rails.
So there's going to be lights on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it will be lit. There's a few things we got to work out, but generally speaking, that side's looking pretty good. The roads, you know, you can tell they've cut them out. They've, you know, done all the underpinning and are really moving along, getting ready to go. So we're pretty excited about that. I'm sure they're looking to avoid the rainy season that we hope is going to come. And, you know, I know they're digging in the river as fast as they can so they can get in and out. Things to look for in terms of progress. The next thing that'll show up, and you may have saw, it was actually parked in Parlier. There was a flatbed with like a big, huge round steel tube on it. So that's part of their drilling. And they actually take these huge caissons and kind of drill down, and then they have the clam that'll get in there and pull it all out. But the next thing you'll see is the rebar, and it comes in a single 90-foot strand or sphere, if you will, and it's all tied up. It's all pre-tied, comes out of the factory. It's monstrous. It's huge, but it's really cool to watch them pick up 90 feet of, you know.
You're going to let us know this time.
I will let you know this time. Other than that, that concludes my report, and I'm sure there's probably five or six other things I've forgotten about, but we'll call it a day for now. Any questions?
You want to talk about the negotiations, how it's going on the floral and where we propose to put the pond? basin?
So, yeah, what's happened is as you know, there have been some discussions with respect to purchasing the 19 acres. It's directly south of the existing AID facility. With every good plan comes backup plans. And one of the things that we're contemplating is the possibility of looking at a 10-acre basin, a maximum of 10-acre basin, in the sports complex. A couple things you need to know, and I need to really qualify that. It is not a done deal, and it will only occur based on scientific evidence. Meaning, it's only an idea. And I want to be really clear, it is only an idea. A couple things have to occur. One, we are now looking at drilling logs, and if those drilling logs look favorable, then we will move to actual having borings done under the direction of our hydrologist to see if the land will percolate as we think it could. If it does, then we'll have further discussion about potentially what does that look like, what does that mean. Some of the potential benefits for something like that are that there is a move and a heightened awareness of the master plans for the sports park, and they do need, I've been told, to be updated, and they're looking for money to update those plans. If the basin were to, again, scientifically work out, then there may be an opportunity for, we've identified a small funding source to maybe help offset some of that update. We've been very clear about, the intent has always been, as we've worked with AID, Alt Irrigation District, to go after a grant this March. The grant does require mitigation, environmental mitigation, and usually the mitigation can be right around $100,000. So if scientifically it worked out and all of those things kind of fell in line and it didn't work, the 19, I mean, all of those things line up, then we would probably look at that site. And again, there would be $100,000 potentially there to immediately develop the site that isn't available now. This came about because the council asked the question, really, and has been asking the question about what are we going to do with the swimming pool? And as staff, and again, I'm probably not the really right guy to be talking to this matter. It's really Joel, director, Joel Glick, Community Services Director. It's my understanding that the council has been, looking for information from staff about how you could do that. What does that mean? What would it be? How would it operate? All the kind of typical kinds of questions. Through that conversation, in order to do that work, it takes money to demolish all the old pool stuff and so on and so forth. And so the council had kind of some competing interests with respect to, they only had so many dollars and the impact fees, and then I think, they were trying to figure out what to do. Those staff reports are available online. You can look at it. That was at the last council meeting, and I apologize, I don't remember the date, but if you get on the city website and look at it, you'll be able to see the staff reports that were presented. You can hear the audio, which has Mr. Click's presentation. And so it's kind of one of those, we're trying to figure out how best to proceed, and with every great plan and with land negotiations, it's always good to have a backup. That is our backup. Our backup is really a backup without any, again, scientific knowledge as to what's going to happen. The commission may recall, and for the benefit of our new commissioners, one of the things we did talk about when we were buying the clearing piece is that the only way the city would ever buy the clearing piece is if our hydrologist, Ken Smith, who has done work for us forever, were to go through the hydrological exercise and give us an opinion that it was a good site and that it would actually do what we wanted it to do. And he did that. And we went out, we had the borings done to 50 feet and blah, 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 blah. And so that's why we actually went out and closed escrow, is because we knew it would do what we wanted it to do. We don't know if that will work here, but we're in the very preliminary stages of trying to figure that out. I would think probably by December I may have some more information. If you're interested, I'll be more than happy to make sure it's on my report and I can tell you, or just ask me, you know, if I forget, you know, where we're at. I do know the logs are shortly coming, and we'll see where it goes.
The new general plan that was approved at the last council meeting, would we not hold that up until you folks make a decision on the property we just spoke about to see if that's going to happen?
I don't understand what you just asked. Sorry, Pete.
Okay. They approved going forward with the new general plan.
Correct.
For the sports complex.
Correct.
But because of the new suggestion from development regarding the pond and basin moving over there, would we not hold up on that general plan until that's been...
No, because remember, there's two sides to that triangle. There's a left side, which is kind of referred to as a clearing piece. See, I got to figure out how to change that, because it's not the clearing, it's the City of Reedley piece.
Right.
So the City of Reedley piece that we currently own is ours.
Right.
And we're going to put a ponding basin on it. It's going to work, no matter what.
So it's separate from the other?
Yeah, the other piece is owned by the Croslands, which is who we're currently in negotiations with to try and buy that piece. So,
I understand that, but the ponding basin that we're talking about, those other 10 acres in the sports complex, take away two diamonds. That's what I'm referring to.
So the
general plan that we may submit, that's going to impact the general plan.
No, it won't, because remember, the purpose of the general plan only identifies the land use. It doesn't identify the specifics. So in other words, the general plan, the color is green. It's a park open space. It does not dictate what and where and how. That specific plan that you're referring to does that. And it's really not a specific plan. I apologize, wrong use of terms. It's actually a master plan. The master plan's being amended. It would be similar to, or I'd liken it to, you have a yellow dot for single family residential, but it doesn't say how the streets are oriented or how the houses will be or things like that. It's just, so no, that it would not impact the general plan at all.
Well, maybe I'm not asking it properly. So the new rendering for the space to be used that is being submitted to the architects, that wouldn't impact how we would draw up this?
Yes, if you're talking about the master plan, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the master plans have to be done anyway, from my position, for a variety of reasons.
Right.
That master plan shows a pool. The likelihood of a pool going there is probably not going to happen. We've got a brand new pool and a cooperative agreement. You know, I mean, is there a need for a pool? I don't know. I mean, I think when you look at the age of that master plan, I think one of the things, there are several policy decisions, and it's not a staff decision. It's a policy decision, really, of the council that will be, A, what's the usefulness of the plan? I think what we've heard is they'd like it to be updated because things have changed. You know, you don't need a swimming pool. And is it still appropriate to think about, a community center there? I don't know the answers. Those are rhetorical questions. You know, there's an $8 million tab to you know, the two diamonds and the four and the four-wheel complex. You know, who pays for that? How does that happen? When we brought it to council, you know, I think staff's position, my position, was you have an opportunity. And it eventually is going to be a city council decision. You can find a way to offset some of your costs to update it, because you don't have any money now to update it. You know, you can get potentially $100,000 of money you don't have right now that can only be spent on building things. That, you know, if we get that grant, that money cannot be used for a master plan, or it cannot be used for other kinds of activities other than things that are directly related to the use of that facility, whether it be streets or lip ball diamonds, 1, 3, however far that money will take it. But those are all policy decisions. We wanted to throw it out as a policy question, and it was a great conversation that I thought the council had about what do you want to do. We're, you know, our job sometimes is just to throw out ideas that, hey, if you're trying, you know, if your goals are, here may be one method in which you can achieve them. Ultimately, it will be the call of the council. I mean, quite frankly, we could, you know, spend $1,000 or $2,000, get the holes drilled, find out it's the greatest place that'll perk in the world, and the council says, no, we don't want it. Okay. So that's why I stress this is conceptual, and this will be based solely on scientific information. And I, you know, as I told the council, I'll tell the commission, and I'll, you know, even tell Doug, this is one of those I was really hesitant to even bring to the council, and I'm even hesitant to talk tonight, because what we are trying to avoid is it being misconstrued as this is what we are doing, because that's not at all the case. This is an idea that is being investigated, that needs further research, that needs further scientific evidence. I mean, we're a long way away from being able to unequivocally present anything to the council. So it's not a done deal. It's not even close, but it's worthy of having a little bit of conversation and doing a little bit of investigation, staff thinks. So yeah, may make great fodder for the paper. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anything else?
When are we meeting again?
November the 20th. At this point, we have nothing on the agenda, correct, Ellen? Mm-hmm. And then on December the 4th and 18th, looks like we do have some agenda items.
There should be at least one item, yeah.
Okay.
On the 4th?
On the 4th.
On the 4th, conditional use permit application. So right now, just listen for and wait for Ellen's direction on whether we meet on November the 20th. But right now, she has nothing on the agenda. Okay. Any other thoughts?
Isn't there a parade on the 4th?
Yes.
That's we did that last year. Okay, we so came here and went to the parade. Is.
Okay, so here's what we did.
You're in the parade, though.
Actually, I will be serving hot chocolate if you come by.
Yeah.
So here's what we've done in the past, and if you want to do it again, we can work it out. What we do is we schedule the meeting from 4 to 5,
an hour earlier,
and we'll identify it as a special meeting because we have to. And then what we'll do is we'll conclude our business, usually open and close the regular meeting, or just cancel, get the regular meeting canceled. But I think we are going to have an application we want to get before you get through and get out the door.
Would that work out with your
absolutely.
Okay.
What time is absolutely. The parade, isn't it?
7.
7?
You start going at 5, and they do the outside fun, okay. And the parade comes at 7:30.
A lot of preliminary now.
Yeah, there's food, there's right
yeah.
food.
Yeah,
food.
There's some fun
absolutely.
Stuff
it's
before.
A pretty
yeah.
big part
four
of it.
4 o'clock, will that work for everybody?
Sure.
Does that work for them?
If
we're out by 4:30? Yeah.
I mean, it's no staff report? Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll go ahead, we'll advertise it as a special meeting. We'll make sure all of our public notices related to the CUP, we'll let the applicants know. We're starting at 4 o'clock, and then we'll be good to go. That's it.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
I'm done.
Ellen, you okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody else okay? All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. We have a motion here.
Second.
Don is the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Meeting adjourned.
Wasn't it fun having a full house?